You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, here come the Cubs. MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. Great to be with you. I'm Dave Raymond with Terry Muscat and the Cubs out in San Francisco, the city by the bay. A wonderful city for about 100 reasons, but Kerry, it is a great eating city. What do you do? What do you look for in San Francisco?
As soon as I got here, I walked down to the Embarcadero so that I could find an oyster restaurant that I like. And then there's also, I usually go down to the wharf and try and avoid the tourists, but I will have the chowder and the bread bowl.
Yeah.
I like to do that. At least I do like to do that. I know it's touristy, but it's really good. And then there's some Italian places, and I don't know the neighborhood. I just kind of know how to get there. But I'm trying to find, there's a grilled cheese place that I like that specializes just in grilled cheese sandwiches, which, of course, is the perfect restaurant, and tons of breakfast places. So it's pretty much the perfect city. The good thing is that you have to walk, because after eating all that stuff, then you walk it off. So.
Yeah.
Boy, and speaking of walk-offs, yeah, I made an easy transition for you.
No, I want to stay on the grilled cheese sandwiches. Sourdough, what makes the grilled cheese sandwiches at this particular place so good?
It's just different kinds of cheese, different combinations. I've only eaten there once. Usually when I'm walking past it, sometimes I forget, because a lot of times I'll go over to Chinatown and I'll do dim sum. A lot of times when I was walking past, but today I'm targeting it and I will have to report back later.
I love it. All right. Well, there's nothing better than San Francisco in the middle of the summer. Get out of the heat. Although this is a Cubs team that might not want to leave the friendly confines, as they've always been known and certainly are this year. This team is on a run right now, Kerry, that is just ridiculous. What, 20 of 24 that they have won? And the numbers, you know, in a stretch like that, you would imagine would be rather disparate, runs they've scored versus given up. Have you seen, can you remember a run quite like this for this length of time for a Cubs team?
Well, no, and the Cubs PR people even pointed out that it's the first time they've won 20 of 24 in a single season since 1945.
Ooh.
So I was not alive then, although some people might think I was. But you have to go way back to have a string of success like this.
Yeah, and they've done it in so many different ways. And you referenced the walk-offs recently. What is it, 12 walk-offs now for this team?
Right, 12, right. Bryant, they beat the Indians on Monday with Bryant hitting his second career walk-off. Of course, this is only Bryant's first season, but he hit a home run with two outs in the ninth, and very impressive opposite field shot, so that was good. But, they're winning in exciting ways. Sunday's game, I'm not sure it was just as if somebody was throwing underhand to them. No offense to the Braves, but it just seemed like they were hitting everything. So, but it's been a lot of fun at Wrigley.
Oh man, I can only imagine. And I mean, we're talking about the fourth best record in all of baseball. Now they're still third in their division, and that's it is what it is. Although the Cardinals are now heading into a very treacherous stretch. But this is kind of an interesting stretch now for the Cubs, too, right? I mean, they've spent a lot of time at home recently, and now this trip in and of itself, while not a long one, a fairly challenging one, 3 in San Francisco, 3 in L.A.
Right, and it's going to be a little tricky also because they are shorthanded. Jorge Soler is going to be out for a month because of an oblique strain. And they also lost Jason Mott, who had 8 wins out of the bullpen because of a strained shoulder. So that's, as much as some fans weren't too happy with Mott being a little inconsistent, he's been pretty consistent of late. And to lose a guy who's picked up that many wins and who's got that kind of experience is going to, may have an effect. Other I think knowing Madden, he'll just sort of readjust some of the roles down there, and someone else will have to pick it up. There's a guy who's kind of silently emerging in the bullpen as being sort of a secret weapon, and that's Clayton Richard, a left-hander who's really thriving in that role, and hopefully he can fill in the blanks too. Fill in the gaps is a better word.
Yeah,
sorry.
You bring up the Mott situation. I know, you know, kind of a roller coaster for some fans, and but that's when you see it. I look at it this way: when I see a reliever with a lot of wins, to me that's usually kind of a red flag. It's neat, you know. It's one of those stats that is, you know, we all know can be so misleading, but oftentimes it's because, you know, you gave up the lead when you were in.
Yes, but it's also, they had some come from behind. He got a lot of those wins in come from behind games where the starter, there was a little bit of a, they had a little bit of a spurt or a stretch where the starters weren't going very deep. And that's when Jason picked up some of those wins. I'm looking at his day by day. So I don't, actually more of them, actually they're scattered all over. So I guess it wasn't that. But I can see how it could be a red flag, but I think also it was just a come from behind effort. I think they've got something like, the numbers escape me. They had like 21 come from behind wins or something outrageous like that, where, and that's where a reliever can also pick it up that way. So,
yeah.
I'm not that worried. I guess I didn't see it as a red flag as much. They pick up Dan Heron at the trading deadline. He hasn't been as sharp, I think, as they had hoped. He hasn't gone very deep, but I think maybe when he's out, now that he's out on the West Coast, maybe this will help him. Being home in the home neighborhood might help. Lester had a real bad outing and then followed it up with a spectacular outing. So it's just hot and cold days.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can cover a lot of stuff when you're scoring 6 runs a game, right?
Well, that's just it. Yeah, that kind of helps, you know. I mean, I'm looking at the Cubs and their averages for the month of August, and when you've got Brian hitting .338 in the month, and Schwarber isn't hitting that well for the month, but he's hit 8 homers and driven in 20 runs in August. I mean, that's for a rookie. That's pretty good. Rizzo's hitting .307 in August. You know, he's got 20 RBI. I mean, the guy who's really kind of sparked them is Dexter Fowler, the leadoff man. I mean, Fowler, Madden jokes with us that he tells Fowler every day, as we go, you go, or as you go, we go, kind of thing. So he sort of tries to motivate Dexter that way. You know, and if Dexter gets on and gets going, you know, the rest of the team will get going. Well, Dexter's hitting .429 in his last 11 games, so evidently he's taking Madden's message to heart, and it's working. So it's kind of fun to see that. But the Cubs haven't had a good leadoff man for a long time, so watching Dexter has been really, really special.
Yeah, you had a decent number of strikeouts, but boy, that .353 on base percentage for the year. You know, if you can get that at the top of the order, you're in pretty good shape. You mentioned roles, talking about, you know, largely the bullpen and guys, you know, maybe shifting around a little bit here and there with Mott, you know, on the DL now. But, you know, we've seen it all year with this team where Madden has asked guys to take on different responsibilities, whether it's in the batting order or on the field. And it does seem, you know, it's just I don't know, Kerry, I hate to get too far ahead, but it just seems like one of those years. Everything keeps sort of falling into place, and guys are picking up where they need to, and it just, I don't know, it just kind of has that feel to me.
Well, it does, and but then you have injuries, you know, losing Soler and Mott, and it sort of is a reality check, you know. I mean, it's not going to, you're going to have bumps in the road. Every team is going to have bumps in the road. And it's just a matter of how much depth the Cubs have in their organization and whether or not they can handle these bumps right now. You know, they certainly didn't I mean, I'm not sure anybody could have told you that Kyle Schwarber would have gone from the draft, from being their first pick in the draft in June 2014 to suddenly being hitting, you know, 8 homers and driving in 20 runs in the month of August. I don't think anybody could have predicted that it would have happened so quick. You know, Addison Russell's his move to shortstop has been just a pleasure to watch. I have so many people who just, you know, the kid will make a play and they're just like, wow. And I'm not sure anyone expected him to be up here this quick either. So, I mean, it's just how you handle these bumps. And it's going to be up to Joe to kind of keep them on a pretty even keel. One thing he's going to do, though, is when they head back home from this trip, they will be comfortable because this is the pajama trip. And when they return home from L.A. on Sunday night, the players have been told that they must be either wearing pajamas or their onesies. So I'm kind of interested to see what they're wearing on the plane when we leave L.A.
Not making that. No, it's always interesting. Always interesting. Well, Carrie, listen, there's a certain kind of grilled cheese sandwich waiting for you somewhere. I don't know what kind, but
somewhere,
it's waiting for you. Yeah.
Well, I will go find it, and then I will report back to make sure, see if it was worth it. But it's just you can't go hungry in San Francisco. That's all I know, and that's one of the joys of being on the road. So I've had enough home cooking for a while. It's time for these guys to take their show on the road, and it will be a really good test against the Giants, who are also banged up with some injuries, and. It'll be a good test against the Dodgers, who are trying to hold off the Giants and win the West. So these are all good tests for them. And as Joe says, we take it one day at a time, and that's what we'll do.
Yeah, well, bottom line is it continues to be very interesting and exciting, Carrie. Enjoy the trip, the food, and we look for a report next week.
Very good. All right, thanks, Dave.
Okay, there she goes. Carrie Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.